In my life,
in my ye me,
I will be done.
If it is any cash,
is anybody like that here?
Yeah, any penny.
Let me hear you say it loud and clear.
Come son, guru.
That every one of you from now on you will begin to excel.
Amen.
Who is the one fellow that he will stand beside him or her and say, you are the one who will get my attention?
Allows you to enter into overflowing blessings.
Redemption Way.
Oh,
Let's lift our voices unto him and worship the Almighty God, the one who is greater than the greatest, who is better than the best, who is higher than the highest. Bless the Almighty God. Give him all glory, give him all honor, give him all adoration. Bless his holy name. He's worthy to be praised. There's no one like him. He is the Almighty God. He's our help in ages past. It's our hope for years to come. He's the Almighty. Give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. Bless him, bless him. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you adoration, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be adored. Oh, yes, we give you glory. Thank you for last year, Lord. And thank you for bringing us to a brand new year. Lord, we bless your name. Oh, thank you, Father.
Baba, eshun.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship.
Ni oruko la Jesu ni ajosin.
Now, as an individual, you want to thank God for all he did for you last year. For keeping you alive. Eyes to see. Ears to hear. Mouth that can still shout. Hands that can still clap. Legs that can still dance. Go ahead, bless the name of the Lord as an individual for what he's done for you in the past 1 year. Give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. He's worthy to be praised. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Father. 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 Oh, we give you glory, Lord. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now you lift your voice to him. I say, Father, please let this year be absolutely glorious for me. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Let this year be absolutely glorious for me. Throughout the year, let it be one glory after another. Let this year be absolutely glorious for me, O Lord. Absolutely glorious. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agbadura.
Now lift your voice to him. I said, Father,
me Baba,
I have started this year well.
Moti bere odun yi ni daada.
Let me end it well.
Jem pari e lona to rewa.
Let's talk to the Almighty God.
E gba Olorun Olodumare soro.
Father, I have started this year well.
Baba, mo ti bere odun yi lona to da.
Let me end this year well.
Jem pari e lona to da bakan na.
I started well, Lord. Let every day be well for me this year. Let me end this year well. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu lagba adura.
And then with all your heart, lift your voice to the Almighty God.
I
said, Father,
we pray, Baba,
arise for Nigeria.
Today, for Nigeria.
Arise now for Nigeria.
Let's talk
to the Almighty God. Arise, O Lord, for Nigeria.
Oluwa dide fun orilede Nigeria.
Arise speedily for Nigeria.
Dide kankan fun Nigeria.
Arise, O Lord.
Dide Oluwa.
Arise.
Dide.
Arise.
Dide.
Almighty God, arise.
Olorun Olodumare dide.
Arise for Nigeria.
Dide fun Nigeria.
Arise speedily for Nigeria.
Dide kankan fun Nigeria, Oluwa.
Arise, O Lord.
Dide Oluwa.
For Nigeria.
For Nigeria.
Arise. Take absolute control, Lord.
Baba gba gbogbo isakoso.
Take absolute control.
Gba isakoso.
Arise speedily, O Lord.
Dide kankan fun Nigeria, Oluwa.
And take absolute control of Nigeria.
Ki o si gba gbogbo isakoso ni orilede Nigeria.
Arise, O Lord.
Dide Oluwa.
Take absolute control, O Lord.
Gba gbogbo isakoso, Oluwa.
Arise, O Lord.
Dide Oluwa.
And take absolute control.
Ki o si gba gbogbo isakoso.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu lagba adura.
You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. You are the
mighty God.
The great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Alleluia. Alleluia, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia, you are Jehovah Shalom, the Prince of Peace. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God,
the great I am. Alleluia.
Father Almighty,
Baba Olodumare,
the Prince of Peace,
Omaladi Alafia,
the one who spoke and every storm was stilled,
Eni to soro ti gbogbo iji si dake je,
the unchangeable changer,
Olorun ti o yi pada to yi ohun gbogbo pada,
the Rock of Ages,
Apata Iraye,
the Ancient of Days,
Arugbo Ojo,
the Lion of the Tribe of Judah,
Gideon eya Judah,
the Holy One of Israel,
Eni mimo Israeli,
the King of Glory,
Oba Ogo,
the Lord of Hosts,
Oluwa awon ogun,
the Most High, higher than the highest, greater than the greatest, stronger than the strongest, better than the best, older than the oldest, wiser than the wisest. Glory be to your holy name. Father, glory be to your holy name. Thank you for what you did last year. Thank you for what you did during the Congress. Thank you for what you did at the end of the year. Thank you for what you have done since the year began. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Today,
Loni,
the first Holy Ghost service in the year 2012. Do something new in our lives. Do something new in our homes. Do something new in our businesses. Do something new in your churches.
And
Father,
Baba,
take control of Nigeria. Arise for this nation.
Baba Edide for orilede yi.
Arise speedily for this nation.
Edide kankan for orilede yi.
And Father, let all be well.
Ki ohun gbogbo ki o si drewa.
Let all be well very soon.
Ki ohun gbogbo ki o dara laipe.
We have started this year well.
Ati bere odun yi lona to da.
Please Lord, let us end well.
Baba Jowo, e je apari e lona to da.
Answer all our prayers tonight.
E gba gbogbo adura wa lale yi.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu lagba adura.
Amen.
Amen.
Let someone shout hallelujah.
Eki hallelujah.
Now shake hands with about three or four people.
Bowo lowo eni meta tabi merin.
And tell them.
Ki o wa so fun won.
I'm expecting something new from God tonight. What about you? And then you may please be seated. God bless you. Let me start by saying Happy New Year to all of you. And also tell you a little story quickly before we go on. Some of you know what is called bed bugs. In the olden days, when people sleep on wooden beds and mats,
na ye John ti a ba sun lori awon bed oni paku tabi awon eni ore,
bed bugs will also be doing a good job.
Awon idun na a ma se se won ma so se ti won lo.
One day,
lojo kan,
a man took out his wooden bed. And because bed bugs hide in the nooks and corners of the bed,
ṣùgbọ́n nítorí pé àárín àlàfo àwọn pátákó yìí ni ìdun máa ń sápamọ́ sí,
he poured very hot water on the bed.
Ó wá da omi gbóná lórí ibùsùn náà.
And the baby bugs began to shout and scream.
Àwọn ẹyin ìdun àti àwọn ọmọ wẹ́wẹ́ ìdun bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní pariwo, wọ́n sì ń dún chín chín chín.
The mother bug said to the children, bugs.
Àwọn ìdun nílá ìyá àwọn tó tóbi ń bẹ̀, wọ́n sọ fún àwọn kékèké tó wà lábẹ́.
Take it easy.
Ẹ má pariwo, ẹ má pariwo.
There's nothing hot that will not become cold.
Kò sí ohun tó gbóná tí kì í tutù.
If you receive that, let me hear you shout hallelujah.
To ba gba ile igbo ki hallelujah.
Now, children born in the month of January,
eyin omo ti abi ni osu kini odun,
you can stand now.
E dide nisisiyi.
I want to pray for you.
Mo wa fe gbadura fun yin.
If you are born in January, let me hear you shout hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah. To my Jesus, kini odun labi o.
Father, I want to thank you for your children born in the month of January.
Baba, mo dupe lowo yin fun awon omo yin ti a bi ni osu kini odun.
These children born in the very first month of the year.
Awon omo ti a bi ninu osu akoko otodun kan yi.
Must be very, very special to you.
Won ni lati je ayu omo si o.
In all areas of their lives,
in gbogbo ona aye won,
let them confess.
E je ki won gbogbo kan je akoko.
Let them be leaders.
Je ki won je olori.
Give them unique miracles.
E fun won ni ise iyanu akotun.
Give them new joy.
Ati ayo tutun.
New blessings.
Ibukun tutun.
New promotions.
Igbega tutun.
Let this year be a very successful year for them.
Ki odun yi o je odun aseyori tutun.
And let them serve you like never before.
Ki won si sin oju ti atẹyin wa lo.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Ni oruko a Jesu agbadura.
Amen.
Amen.
Now the number 12.
Number kejila.
Is a very important number.
Je number to se pataki gidigidi.
There were 12 tribes of Israel.
Eya mejila ni nbe ni ile Israeli.
There were 12 apostles.
Beni apostle mejila ni nbe.
There are 12 gates to Jerusalem.
Enu ona mejila lo wo Jerusalem.
When Jesus was 12 years old, he began to show professors that a 12 year old boy can be something special.
Nigbati Jesu pe omo odun mejila, o bere si ni fi ogbon ati oye han to de wi pe awon ojogbon gan mo won gba loga.
So all children who are here today who are 12 year old,
gbogbo eyin omo ti nbe laarin wa nisisiyi to je omo odun mejila ni yin,
stand on your feet. I want to pray for you.
E dide lori ese yin, mo fe gbadura fun yin.
If you are 12 year old this year,
to ba je omo odun mejila ni o lodun yi,
let me hear you shout hallelujah. All right, they're out there. Father, I commit all these special children into your hands.
Baba, mo wa fi awon omo re to je ayo yi le olowo.
Even as they become 12,
bi won se n pe odun mejila ninu odun yi,
all the blessings of adulthood,
gbogbo ibukun idagbasoke,
release unto them in Jesus' name.
E file won lori loruko Jesu.
The kind of wisdom that Jesus had at the age of 12.
Iru ogbon ti Jesu ni ni odun ngba tun ko omo odun mejila.
Release to them now in Jesus' name.
E fi fun won nisisiyin loruko Jesu.
Let them be outstanding.
Ki won tayo.
Let them be special.
Ki won je ayo.
And use them mightily for your glory.
Kesi lo won fun ogoru yin loruko Jesu.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Ni oruko la Jesu ni agba adura.
Well, if you are 12 years old,
to ba je omo odun mejila ni o,
or you are the parent of someone who is 12 years old,
tabi o je obi kan lara awon omo to je omo odun mejila,
let me hear you shout another hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah.
1 Kings chapter 18.
Awon oba kini ori ikejidinlogun,
verse 30 to 39.
Ese ogbon si ikokandi ni ogoji.
1 Kings chapter 18.
Oba kini ori ikejidinlogun.
Verse 30 to 39.
Ese ogbon si ikokandi ni ogoji.
And Elijah said to all the people, come near unto me. All the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down.
Njẹ Elijah wi fun gbogbo awon eniyan na pe e sun mo mi gbogbo awon eniyan na si sun mo o si tun pepe Oluwa ti o ti wo lule se.
And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name.
Elijah si mu okuta mejila gege bi iye eya omo Jacobu eni ti oro Oluwa to wa wi pe Israel ni oruko re yo ma je.
And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as will contain 2 measures of seed.
Okuta wonyi ni o fi tepepe kan ni oruko Oluwa o si wa yara yi pepe na ka o ti o le gba iwon osuwon irugbin meji.
And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood.
O si to igi na dara dara o si ge egboro akomalu na o si to sori igi o si wi pe fi omi kun ikoko merin kesi tu sori ebo sisun ati sori igi na.
And he said, do it the second time, and they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time, and they did it the third time.
O si wi pe se ni igba keji won si se ni igba keji o si wi pe se ni igba keta won si se ni igba keta.
And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water.
Omi na si shan yi pepe na ka o si fi omi kun yara na pelu.
And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word.
O si se ni akoko irubo asale ni Elijah woli sumoto si o si wi pe Oluwa Olorun Abrahamu, Isaki ati Israeli, je ki o di mimo loni pe iwo ni Olorun ni Israeli emi si ni iranse re ati pe mo se gbogbo nkan woyi nipa oro re.
Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again.
Gbo temi Oluwa, gbo temi, ki awon eniyan yi ki o le mo pe iwo Oluwa ni Olorun ati pe iwo tun yi okan won pada.
Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench.
Nigba na ni ina Oluwa bo sile o si sun ebo sisun na ati igi ati okuta won ni ati erupe o si la omi tin be ninu yara na.
God will answer your prayer by fire tonight.
Amen. Olorun yo fina dawun adura re lale yi.
And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God.
Nigba ti gbogbo awon eniyan ri won da oju won bole won si wi pe Oluwa oni Olorun, Oluwa oni Olorun.
Everybody knows.
Gbogbo eniyan lo mo.
Christians, non-Christians.
Kristeni ati awon ti o kin se Kristeni.
Those who believe in God and those who do not believe in Him, they know that the spiritual controls the physical. That is why those who do not have Jesus Christ resort to contacting forces of darkness for one thing or the other.
O ni won fi ma nba awon emi okunkun soro lati le mo bi ojo ola won o ti ri.
So they bathe themselves with special soap.
Won fi ose orisirisi ose we.
Rub themselves with special ointment.
Tabi ki won fi orisirisi ororo ma we para.
In an attempt to woo the spiritual to come to their aid.
Ki won ba le be ohun ti temi lo we pe ko le ran won lowo.
And the Christians know
Christianity
that it is the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrows. I pray tonight that blessings of the Lord that maketh rich without adding any sorrow to it
will
be your portion in Jesus' name.
Yo, jeti eloruko Jesu.
Many a times I have heard of people who go to certain prophets, quote and unquote.
I want
and they come back saying, they received miracles. I always ask them the question, at what cost? And we're not talking about material cost, we are talking about spiritual cost.
Ki se nipa owo nikan la nso pe kilo na o sugba nso nipa temi pe kini o mu na.
I want you to pay special attention tonight. This is not an ordinary night.
Mo wa fe ki o teti le ko gidigidi lale yi nitori eleyi o ki se aleye pere o.
I believe that the destinies of several people will be changed for the better tonight.
O da mi loju pe ayan mo awon kan la o yi pada si rere lale yi.
A sister was barren for years.
Arabirin kan jagan fun opopolopo odun.
We prayed for her.
Agbadura fun won.
We did everything we knew.
A se ohun gbogbo ti a mo pe o ye ka se.
And we left everything in the hand of God.
A si wa fi ile fun Olorun ko ma pari itoku.
She felt that we didn't try enough. So he visited a prophet. And came back within 3 months. Look at me, I'm pregnant. I said, congratulations. All we have been praying for is that you become pregnant. 1 year passed. 2 years. 3 years. 4 years. 5 years. That kind of miracle that would then become a sorrow to you. You will never get it in Jesus' name.
Oh, ni gbaru e loruko Jesu.
The altar is where the physical contacts the spiritual.
Ori ipepe o na ni bi ti ohun ti emi ati ohun ti ara ton tin pade.
That is a place where human beings go to contact either God or demons.
Ibe ni eniyan tin ma nba Olorun pade tabi ki won ba awon emi esu pade.
But the altar we are talking about tonight, the emphasis is on the word new altar.
Oh no, ni onti afete numali wunure oni pepe tuntun.
Building a new altar to God.
Ki ko pepe tuntun fun Olorun.
Because whether it is God or demons that you want to contact, if it is God, God expects you to build the altar.
To ba jo Olorun lo fe ba pade Olorun a ma reti ki iwo funra re ko ko pepe na
that you prepare place.
Pe iwo funra re ni wa gbaradi
prepare a place
where we say be kan
where the two of you can meet.
Ti iwo ati Olorun ti le pade.
If it's the devil,
to ba je esu ni,
he expects you to build the altar.
O na ma reti ko pese bi kan.
The building of the altar is your own responsibility.
Ni pipese pepe tabi bi igbapade yi o je ojuse ti e.
Now there are two possibilities.
Ona meji lo nbe.
Either you destroy the altars of Satan that existed before.
boya ko owo pepe ti satani titi nbe nbe tele tele ni,
and then build a new one for God.
Ki o si wa ko tuntun mi fun Olorun le lori,
like it happened in Judges chapter 6
gege bi ru ito sele ninu iwe onidajo ori ikefa
verse
25
to
27
Judges 6 25 to 27
awon onidajo ori kefa ese ikedogbon si iketadilogbon.
The angel told Gideon,
angeli na so fun Gideon,
pull down the altar of Baal that is in your father's house,
pe wo pepe Baali ti nbe nle baba re pale,
and build a new altar to God.
Ki o wa si ko pepe mi fun Olorun.
The old must go if the new is to stay.
Ohun atijo ni lati koja bi ohun tuntun ba ni lati duro.
Why?
Kini di?
Matthew 9 verse 16 to 17.
Matthew ori kesan ese ikerin dilogun si iketa dilogun.
Matthew 9 16 to 17.
Matthew ori kesan ese ikerin dilogun si iketa dilogun.
The Bible says you do not mend an old cloth by putting new one.
Bibeli so wi pe a o ki ni fi aso tuntun ran eyi ti o ti gbo.
We don't put new wine in old wine bottles.
Bẹ́ẹ̀sì ni a ò lè mú wáìnì tuntun sínú ago ògbólógbò.
If you want to build a new altar to God, the first thing you must do is remove any altar to the devil.
Tí o bá wá fẹ́ kọ́ pẹpẹ tuntun fún Ọlọ́run, ohun tó ní láti kọ́kọ́ ṣe ni pé pẹpẹ ògbólógbò ni tó jẹ́ ti Sàtánì kò ní láti wó palẹ̀.
The two cannot exist.
Mejeji o le jo gbara won gbe o.
2 Corinthians 5:17.
Korinti keji ori karun ese iketadilogun.
2 Corinthians 5:17.
Korinti keji ori karun ese iketadilogun.
He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ,
maybe any kenny ban be ninu Christi,
he's a new creature.
Oh dear, that tuntun.
All things are passed away.
Ohun atijo ti koja lo.
Behold, all things have become
new.
The altars that you have built to the devil before, they must go tonight for new altar to God to take his place. The idols you have been worshipping in your family up till tonight. I know many of you say, but I don't go there to bow down. But I only send them money for them to buy the necessary animal for the sacrifice. That must stop tonight. A servant cannot serve two masters. This is a very special year. You need to break with the past, because God wants to do new things. When you do that, when you destroy the altars of Satan, and you build a new one to God, you can expect the following things. Number one, you get deliverance from your enemies. Judges chapter 6. Judges 6, verse 28 to 32. When Gideon pulled down the altars of Baal in his father's house,
nigba ti Gideon ni wo pepe Baali ni idile baba re,
the worshippers of Baal rose up against him.
Awon olujosin Baali dide lati doju ija ko,
but the Almighty God delivered him from them all.
Sugbon Olorun Olodumare da da ni de kuro lowo gbogbo won.
Proverbs 16 verse 7.
Iwewe ori kerindinlogun ese ikeje.
Proverbs 16 verse 7.
Iwewe ori kerindinlogun ese ikeje.
The Bible says, when a man's ways please God,
Bíbélì sọ wípé nígbà tí ènìyàn bá wu Ọlọ́run,
he will cause his enemies to be at peace with him.
A mú kí àwọn ọ̀tá rẹ̀ ó wà ní àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
And like I told those of you who came for the Holy Communion last night.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí mo ṣe sọ fún èyí tí ó wá fún oúnjẹ alẹ́ Olúwa ní àná.
In the name that's above every other name.
Ní orúkọ tó ga ju gbogbo orúkọ lọ.
All the problems that plagued you in the last year.
Àwọn wàhálà àti rọ̀gbọ̀dì tó so mọ́ ọlọ́dún tó kọjá ni.
Not one will follow you to this new year.
Amen. Kò sí èyíkéyìí tí ó tẹ̀lé ọwọ́ ní ọdún tuntun.
Number two.
Èkejì.
When you destroy the altar of Satan.
Nígbà tí o bá wó pẹpẹ Satani palẹ̀.
And you build the altar of God.
Tí o sì kọ́ pẹpẹ mí fún Ọlọ́run.
You will get deliverance from death.
A ó gbà ọ́ kúrò lọ́wọ́ ikú.
Psalm 118 verse 17.
Ìwé orin Dáfídì orí kejìdínní ogóje. Ese kejìdínlógún.
Psalm 118.
Orin Dáfídì orin kejìdínní ogóje.
Ọgọ́fà. Verse 17.
Ese kẹtàdínlógún.
He said, I will live, I will not die.
O ni èmi ó yè, èmi kì yóò kú.
And I will declare the works of the Lord.
Èmi ó sì fi iṣẹ́ Olúwa hàn.
They wanted to kill Gideon.
Wọ́n fẹ́ pa Gideon ni.
But Gideon lived.
Ṣùgbọ́n o Gideon yè.
Anyone who is waiting for your funeral,
ẹnikẹ́ni tó ń dúró láti sọ fọ rẹ,
you will attend their burial.
Amen. Ìwọ gan ni wàá wà láàyè nígbà tá a bá ń gbé wọn sin.
You follow the story of Gideon.
Ẹ jẹ́ àtẹ̀lé ìtàn Gideon yìí dáadáa.
By the time you get to Judges chapter 7.
Nígbà tá a bá wá dé ìwé àwọn ọba onídàájọ́ orí keje.
Verse 19-23.
Ẹsẹ̀ kọkàndínlógún sí ìkẹtàlélógún.
Judges 7 verse 19-23.
Onídàájọ́ orí keje ẹsẹ̀ kọkàndínlógún sí ìkẹtàlélógún.
You discover.
A ó rí ṣe àwárí.
That Gideon had outstanding victories.
A ó rí wípé Gideon wa ní àwọn ìṣẹ́gun èyí tó gbodi kan.
With just a handful of people.
Pẹ̀lú àwọn ènìyàn díẹ̀.
It was in the life of Gideon that it was first established that one man defeated 1,000.
Nínú ìgbésí ayé Gideon láti kọ́kọ́ fìdí rẹ̀ múlẹ̀ pé ènìyàn kan ṣoṣo ó borí ẹgbẹ̀rún ènìyàn.
And I have good news for somebody here today.
Mo wa ni iroyin ayo fun enikan ni yin lale yi.
That if you will destroy the altars of Satan.
Pe ti iwo na yo ba wo pepe Satani pale.
And build an altar to God.
To wa wa ko pepe mi fun Olorun.
From this moment onward.
Lati isisin yi lo.
You will have victory without a fight.
Amen. Pe wa ma segun lai ti le jani.
Now the second way to build a new altar to God.
Ọ̀nà kejì tí a lè fi kọ́ pẹpẹ tuntun mi fún Ọlọ́run.
Is like in the text we read at the beginning.
Òun ni bí irú ibi tí a kà ní ìgbà tá a fẹ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀.
You first of all repair the altar of the Lord that was broken down.
Òun náà ni pé kí a tún pẹpẹ Ọlọ́run èyí tó ti wó lulẹ̀ kí a tún ṣe kí a gbé ró padà.
Elijah repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down.
Elijah tun pepe Olorun se e to ti wo pale.
Oh, thank God there are some of us who do not worship idols anymore.
Adupe lowo Olorun fun awa ti o sin orisa korisa mo.
For a long time we have been separated from all the idols.
Fun opolopo igba ni ati ya wa nipa kuro lodo awon orisa.
We say we belong to the Lord.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni a sọ pé a jẹ́ t'Ọlọ́run.
And now we are neither hot nor cold.
Ṣùgbọ́n nísinsìnyí kò gbóná kò tutù là ń bá kiri.
The altar of God that is in our life had gone into disrepair.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni pẹpẹ Ọlọ́run èyí tí ń bẹ nínú wa ó ti di èyí tó ti ń wó palẹ̀ lẹ́gbẹ̀ kan.
We now serve God when it is convenient for us.
Ìgbà tó bá rọrùn tó bá wù wá là wá ń sin Ọlọ́run nísinsìnyí.
We don't want to make any sacrifice now to serve God.
A ò fẹ́ jẹ́ kí sísin Ọlọ́run kó ná wa lóhunkóhun.
That must change.
Eléyìí ní láti yí padà o.
We must repair the altar of God that has gone into disrepair in our lives.
Pẹpẹ Ọlọ́run tó ti ń wó palẹ̀ lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ kan nínú ayé wa, a ní láti tún ṣe.
Because for a new altar to be built to God.
Nítorí kí a tó lè kọ́ pẹpẹ tuntun fún Ọlọ́run.
Obedience must be total. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 to 2.
Deuteronomy orikeji dilogbon ese kini ati ikeji.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
The Lord said there is someone here tonight. He said before this year ends, it will be evident that you are a child of destiny. Deuteronomy 20 verses 1 and 2.
Deuteronomy orikeji dilogbon ese kini ati ikeji.
God said, if you will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God.
Olorun so wi pe bi iwo yo ba farabalẹ gbo ohun Oluwa Olorun re.
To observe and to do all that he commands you.
Lati kiyesi ati lati se gbogbo ohun to pa lase fun o.
It is then that he says, blessings will pursue you and overtake you.
Igba na lo wa so wi pe ibukun yo ma le oba.
God hates half obedience.
Olorun ko rira igboran labo.
God will prefer that you are 100% an idol worshipper.
Olorun yo iba fe pe ko je wi pe gbogbo ara re lo fi si orisa.
Then that will be one leg inside, one leg outside.
Dupe ko je osaka tabi osoko, ju ko je osaka la soko lo lo.
He said, if you are lukewarm, he will spill you out of his mouth.
Oni to ba je ko gbona ko tutu, ohun o tu o jade lenu oni.
The reason is simple.
Idi re re.
When you are not on the side of the Lord,
igba ti o si ni pa ti Olorun,
if anything happens to you,
don't come back shele si o,
nobody will blame God.
Because any ti o bu Olorun.
But when people think that you belong to God,
sugba nigba tawon eniyan ba ro pe ti Olorun ni o,
and yet half of you belongs to the devil.
Sibe idaji apa re odo satani lo wa.
When something happens to you, they blame God.
Don't come back wa shele si o, won ma kegun Olorun ni.
They say, where is your God?
Won ni bo Olorun re wa.
And God will say, this fellow is not on my side.
A Olorun a wa down wi pe eleyi o si nipa ha temi.
On more than one occasion,
ju igba kan lo,
we have prayed and prayed and prayed for some people.
Ati gbadura gbadura fun awon kan.
And nothing happened.
Ti o si si ohun to sele.
And in desperation I turned to God.
Ni pelu ijakule okan mo ba Olorun soro.
God, what's happening?
Ki lo sele baba?
I've done everything you taught me to do.
Ohun gbogbo to ni kin se ni mo ti se.
Why is something not happening?
Ki lo de ti a o ri pa?
On more than one occasion,
ju igba kan lo,
God has said to me,
Olorun ti so fun mi,
as the fellow,
bere lowo e,
as the fellow you are laboring for,
bere lowo eni to nse la to lakaka fun yi,
this fellow claims to be on my side but is not on my side.
O kan fe nu sumo mi ni okan re jina rere si mi.
He comes to church,
o n wa si ile ijosin,
he sings,
o n korin,
he shouts,
o pariwo.
When he leaves the church,
to ba kuro ni ile ijosin,
what does he do?
Ki lo n se?
You're watching Redemption Way.